Welcome to this afternoon's press conference with University of Texas Offense. It's my pleasure to introduce offensive coordinator Major Applewhite, who's going to introduce his players and start with an opening statement. Coach Applewhite.
Okay, I'm glad to be here. Let's start off by introducing our players from the far left. I've got Mason Walters, senior offensive guard, Trey Hopkins, senior offensive guard and tackle, Mike Davis, senior wideout, Malcolm Brown, junior running back, and senior quarterback Case McCoy.
Okay, how the preparations have gone this week so far, Coach?
It's gone well. You know, we got here Christmas Day. The guys have had two great days of practice. We'll have another one tomorrow. We enjoyed our time here, ready to get going for the game.
Questions with hands or hashtag Alamo Bowl? Coach Abbott, we did have a hashtag Alamo Bowl social question. What's the difference between coaching in the booth and on the floor and on the field? And if you ever determined to go back on the field at some point?
No, I like the booth a lot better. A little bit more calm down there. Up there than it is down the sideline. You know, you want to be down there at certain times for certain players, but then there's other things that you can be up in the booth for. Especially working with Case, I feel better working from the booth. My eyes up there, I don't feel like I need to be down there on the field with him. So I like being up there in that environment.
Major, can you talk about, you guys have had the injuries on offense and kind of had to change week to week at times. Now that you've had kind of a month to prepare, do you feel like this unit, the group you have going to this game, about ready to play as well as they can because of the time they've gotten together over a month?
Yeah, you know, and we've still had some of those same things. You know, we've got some guys that won't be playing with us, in a couple days. So we've had to kind of fill those positions, build some depth at those positions, whether it be O-line, running back, wide receiver. So we've been working on kind of filling some of those spots and getting some younger guys reps so they'd be game ready.
Major and Case as well, you've had a chance to look at a lot of film of Oregon. What have you seen about their defense that concerns you? And for Case, you're going to go up against two very good corners. What do you think of their cornerbacks?
Okay. First, I think they've got great guys outside, a lot of man coverage. They do a great job. They're multiple in the back end. They'll play man, they'll play zone, they'll match patterns, do a lot of things up front in the front game in terms of trying to disguise their blitzes, moving guys around, very difficult to get a hold of. They've done a great job outside. They've got great players, very athletic, fast. Their safeties are good players, too. They can play well in man coverage. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the way Coach Aquina tries to train our secondary to where all four of them can play man coverage if need be. There's not one guy that's a tackler that's down in the box. They're all pretty versatile. So when you look at third down, they can be very effective in third down situations and get some turnovers, and I think that's why they've got so many this year.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what he said. You can tell that they're incredible athletes out there, played a lot of ball, and played it for the most part, looking at them, they played together very well. So they put those guys on islands out there, and they trust their safeties to make plays in the passing game, but also get down the box and make plays. So that's definitely you can see when you watch them on film that they played a lot of ball together and they know what they're doing back there.
This is for Malcolm. Andrew Greif with the Oregonian. A lot of running backs in the last month of the regular season had a lot of success rushing against Oregon's defense. What do you see from that 3-4 that you like in terms of what you might be able to exploit?
First of all, they do have a great athletic defense and have a great front and great linebackers. But, you know, that 3-4, we feel like we can do a great job of running the ball right at them. And like you said, past teams have had a whole bunch of success and some of the – I mean, just regular zones and powers and things like that. It just got to be more aggressive. And I know our offensive line is going to do a great job. So,
yeah, Major, can you just talk about Malcolm's season and just what do you think of how he's done? It just really seems like he's just gotten a lot stronger running the ball, especially in this last few games of the season.
Somewhere around early around the, I guess it was probably maybe third week of fall camp, something happened. I don't know if it was an ankle or a hip or something, and he kind of got set back just a little bit, not much. And Jonathan and Joe were doing some good things in the first couple games, but right when we got around to the Oklahoma game, we had some ball security issues, and Malcolm has always done a great job of taking care of the ball, and really felt like that Oklahoma game might play a big role in that game in terms of what it's a man's game, you know. And you got to be mature in that game. You got to be able to handle that game, the ebbs and flows of that game. And recruiting Malcolm and just kind of seeing him around his family and just kind of the young man he is, I knew he'd be ready for that opportunity, having already played in two of those. And he went out and played a great game, and the offensive line did a great job in that game and really kind of gave us a little bit of an identity to go on a six-game stretch right there. And so we did a great job running the football. Both Joe and Jonathan and Malcolm, all three of those guys did a tremendous job, and we were able to kind of get in the hunt. So, you know, give Malcolm a lot of credit, but, you know, I know Malcolm will be the first to tell you, give those other guys a lot of credit too.
For Case and Malcolm, kind of was asking Major, you guys both came into the starting lineup kind of mid-year. Now that you've had a month with this group to kind of prepare for a game, do you two feel like kind of the advanced time preparation kind of set you guys up to maybe have your best offensive game against Oregon?
I mean, that's what we're hoping for, no doubt about it. We're starters now, and we filled in roles throughout the season, but we've been playing these roles for quite some time now, and we're expected to go play like starters, and fully expect Malcolm to go out and play a great game. I got to play great. I got to take care of the ball. I mean, that's when we take care of the ball in the games that we've won. That's been the circumstances. So that's our plan. I mean, Malcolm will give you the same answer.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you hit it right on the head. You know, I mean, it's football. Guys go down, and guys have to step up. And me and Case, we chose to be those guys to step up into those roles, and we're enjoying it. And we have a great team around us.
Case, now that you guys have begun practicing, has the atmosphere in those preparations changed, just knowing that this is Mac's final game?
I think we as a team and our coaches as well prepare hard. I mean, that's never been a difference. You know, win or loss, that's not a critique on if we prepare or not, because I know the preparation we put in week out. So that's not going to change going into this game with it being his last one. We've been preparing for, you know, as soon as we saw who we're playing, we were all in the film room the next day. Because this is a big game for us, no doubt about it. Playing a top 10 team that's well coached, and you know, 5 weeks ago we're in the hunt for a national championship. We understand what's at stake, so we'll play hard. Coach Brown will coach hard, and if we play that way and we take care of the ball, and I think it'll be a good night for us.
Major, Jake Zivin from KECI in Eugene. The 2000 Holiday Bowl is pretty well remembered by Duck fans. I know you didn't start that game, but what are your memories from that game against Oregon?
I remember getting beat, you know, quite honestly. I didn't get a chance to play. I was injured, so I wasn't cleared to play, or maybe I'd just been cleared. But I just remember, I think it was Ontario Smith. Yeah, had a great game. Joey had a great game. Rashad Bowman, corner, just kind of vague memories. You know, I remember we had some shots at the end zone. We didn't capitalize on, but remember Victor Ike taking a kickoff return back, but you know, nothing more than that. We just came up short. I think we lost by five.
Back here, Major. Right back here. Tom Ward, KVAL TV in Eugene. Following up on that 2000 Holiday Bowl, your perception of Oregon then as a player, you know, 13 years ago as opposed to now, and what the difference is in the program, and what you've seen now as you've moved into coaching?
Well, just tremendous amount of respect for any set of coaches that can go in and raise the expectations of their program and can make it a nationally recognized program and a prestigious program, whoever that coach may be who can do that to his program. I have a great amount of respect for that coach and his coaches around him when they can do that, and that's something that Chip Kelly and his assistants and Coach Bilotti was kind of on the beginning of that, you know, and then now Coach Helfrich is carrying that on. And, you know, and they've put themselves on the map, and now kids want to pay attention and look at that school.